everyone, and welcome to the first episode of Amelie on Animals, the podcast entirely about animals. Today's episode will be all about penguins, not the chocolate bar, the animal. So in this episode, we'll be discussing ways you can help penguins, ways that they are endangered, saying facts about them, and what your support and sponsorship does to protect them. I would definitely recommend you listen to this if you love penguins and animals, and please do subscribe so you don't miss an episode. So starting off with 10 facts about penguins. A group of penguins in the water is called a raft, but on land they're called a waddle. Penguins evolved to fly underwater. A penguin's thick feathers aren't the only way that they stay warm. In the wild, you'll never see penguins and polar bears together. Many male penguins gift female penguins with rocks to woo them. I love that fact. Penguin feet are adapted to walk long distances. The black and white tuxedo look donned by most penguin species is a clever camouflage called countershading. Penguins can drink seawater. The emperor penguin is the tallest of all penguin species, reaching as tall as 120 centimetres in height. And last but not least, my favourite fact. Penguins huddle to keep warm, and they take it in turns to be in the middle. I love that fact, and I think it's so sweet. Sadly, these amazing creatures are endangered, but you can sponsor one on WWF and give £5 a month. I sponsor an elephant, and I absolutely love it. I love the feeling of knowing that I've done something good for the world, and although £5 a month may seem like a small contribution and can't save the elephant species, it means a lot to me, thinking that I've contributed to saving that elephant, and it gives me a little bit of hope that these animals won't become extinct, and if they stay alive and all these elephants are happy and none of them are killed, I can think to myself, I might have contributed to that happening, and I love that feeling. You will receive a thank you pack with a cuddly toy, guidebook, and much more. Every month or so, you receive an update about the animal that you have decided to sponsor. There are so many to choose from. Amur leopards, sadly there are only 100 left in the wild. 100. That might seem like a lot, but really it's not. Pandas, giraffes, elephants, turtles, sharks, penguins, dolphins, gorillas, and so many more. When you go onto the website and press penguin, it reads, both emperor and adelie penguins depend on sea ice for their main food source, krill. But parts of the Antarctic and Southern Ocean are warming rapidly, which is affecting some of the penguins' feeding grounds. The website gives you lots of information, such as the penguins' threats. These are sea ice loss, more snow, loss of prey like krill, and Gentoo penguins. Gentoo penguins might steal their ground because Gentoos are better adapted to warming Antarctic environments. WWF work with governments, industries and individuals to help reduce their greenhouse gas emissions. If you adopt a penguin, your adoption and support will improve the management of Antarctica's resources and safeguard its wildlife. Establish a network of marine protected areas covering at least 10% of the 20 million kilometer squared Southern Ocean. Reduce illegal and unsustainable fishing practices. Raise awareness of the threats of climate change we all face. Fund our other essential work around the world. I would not recommend sponsoring an animal enough, especially if you love animals. And I don't know about you, but it makes me feel amazing knowing that I've done something good. And hopefully it might make you feel happy too, knowing that you've done a good deed. And that's important sometimes to think, I'm so happy that I've done that. So I would definitely recommend it. It's amazing. It's not much to ask, £5 a month, but it does an amazing thing. And WWF is such an amazing charity. They do so much good for the world. And animals are such an important part of life on Earth, you know? If there was no animals on life on the Earth, then life would be so incredibly boring and so different. So I cannot recommend you enough. You should definitely sponsor an animal. There are loads of charities, not just WWF, but yeah, definitely do that. I can't recommend it enough. So next Sunday I am in Greece, so I might not upload. I think I'm just going to enjoy my holidays there, but when I come back to England I will keep uploading every Sunday. But I'm leaving on Thursday, so I might upload Wednesday or Tuesday, 2 days before, so then you won't miss an episode. So I'm not going to see you on Sunday. I will see you on, I don't know what day to do it. Thursday, I'm leaving. So Wednesday and Tuesday, I might do it. I might do it on Wednesday. So I'll see you then. So that is the end of today's podcast. I hope you have enjoyed it. And my podcasts are to raise awareness. So please spread the word about this podcast so people can listen and learn more and sponsor animals. And we can make a difference in this world, because one small person can't change the world on their own. It has to be a group of people. We need to work together to save species that are becoming extinct. Now, I know I did say on my trailer that my podcast would be 10 to 15 minutes long, but I don't want to go on and on and on and bore you, so I'm just going to speak for a little bit of time. This episode is probably going to be about 6 to 7 minutes. Short episodes, but hopefully I get to say as much as I can. So thank you so much for watching. I will see you soon for a brand new episode. Bye!